This is 92.9 FM KCUF. It's 10 p.m. on May 23rd, 2014, and time for the Memorial Day edition of the Boulder Creek Pirate Radio Fighting Forces Friday Show. That's our weekly program to thank, honor, and show support for uniformed men and women serving in Afghanistan. We record the show to CD and send copies to GIs stationed over there, and we'll do so this week as usual. But this week we also pay special tribute to those who have given their lives in all of this country's military conflicts, past and present. As a nation, we only dedicate one day each year to the memory of Americans who have died in uniform service to the country. Few reminders are necessary for us old farts and those younger folks who have actually served in uniform. But for many, it's little more than a long weekend filled with barbecues and maybe a trip out of town. This year and every year, this Memorial Day and every day, we have a lot of American lives to remember. In our relatively short history as a nation, we have shown a distinct predilection to wars, invasions, incursions, occupations, and a variety of conflicts we camouflage with euphemisms. Operation Iraqi Freedom and Vietnam Advisory Campaign come to mind. Worse still, more than a few of those conflicts have been against ourselves, including several against those who were here before America became a nation, and a couple against Mexico, our neighbor to the south. And in fact, our nation's most costly war to date is the war between the various United States of America. So pause and reflect at least once over the weekend on those who put on a U.S. military uniform and it turned out to be the last item of apparel they ever wore. One could argue that many of America's wars and conflicts have been pointless, or not our fight, or for reasons that are suspect, but others have been to secure and protect our liberty. GIs serve their country either way. Issues of motive and morality and purpose lay with those we elect to represent us. So here's to you, GIs. We miss you.
every now and then. Someone breaks into the promised land.
Down in the holler there's a thriving town, a treasure trove that makes the world go round. When the city barons bring their legal papers and guns, oh darling, don't be afraid to run. When we came to settle here, we came to stay, maybe raise a family, earn a decent wage. Now every public servant reeks of suspicion. So darling, don't be afraid to run. Darling, don't be afraid. suspicious liaison. Oh, darling, don't be afraid to run. Darling, don't be afraid to run. And don't turn your back on the noonday sun. The people will greet you with derision. You'll never be their model citizen. So darling, don't be afraid to run.
There from Greg Graffin. Don't be afraid to run. Discretion is the better part of valor. Jackson Browne was the next one back. Soldier of Plenty was the song. Michael Rutherford, Mike and the Mechanics, did A Call to Arms, only as a last resort, the refrain in that one. Kings and Queens was from Aerosmith, and boy howdy, ain't that where the whole war thing started? With kings and queens and chiefs and tribal heads and emperors. Oh, yeah, and the Pope and some ayatollahs and other religious figures in the mix. At the front end there to kick off this week's Fighting Forces Friday show and the Memorial Day weekend was the theme from A Game of Thrones, the TV series. Howdy, folks. Vince Vinyl here. Sure appreciate you letting me participate in your Friday night.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
This Memorial Day, we salute you, Mr. Gasoline Barbecue Starter.
Mr. Gasoline Barbecue Starter.
Never mind charcoal chimneys and easy lighting briquettes. The only way to start a real barbecue is with a gallon of 93 octane and a big book of matches.
Light up the sky.
Who needs eyebrows? You're hungry, and you've got 7 pounds of lamb shanks ready to go.
That's a lot of kebabs.
You don't just defy convention. You defy warning labels and common sense.
Very low IQ.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, oh Prince of the Pyrotechnics, because no one makes a backyard mushroom cloud like you.
Mr. Gasoline Barbecue Starter.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, Cartersville, Georgia.
This could be Miles away, tearing this four-lane half in truck stop queen. She's the light guiding me 1,000 miles for her love. Well, I'd go a million for one kiss, drive those pistons with my fist, and do it all again if it ain't enough.
Expecting someone, can I buy you a cup of joe? My train don't leave till morning. I've got no place to go. I'm not looking for the right one. I'm not looking for the long run. I'm just looking. Someone like me. I'm lonesome and then some. I'm blue as a man can be. I'm lonesome and then some. And I just want some company. I need your company. Things in your world, how's life been treating you? You know I've got this feeling, yeah. You know what I've been through. We're like two trains at the station. We both have our reservations. We're both sitting here waiting. But what are we waiting for? I'm lonesome and then some. I'm blue as a man can be. I'm lonesome and then.
He's just a boy that has lost his way. He's a rebel that has fallen down. He's a fool that blown away. To you and me, he's a renegade. He's a clown that we put down. He's a man that doesn't fit. He's a king, but not in this town. To you and me, he's a renegade. But he is a king when he's on his own. He's got a mic, and that's his throne. And when he reigns, he's like the wind. To you and me, he's a renegade.
Just a boy who's lost his way, a renegade. Snowy White doing some nice guitar work there with Thin Lizzy. Lonesome and Then Some was from Tommy Castro. Kentucky cat Chris Knight did The Hammer Going Down. And Bill Kirchin from the old Commander Cody band did Time Will Tell the Story. And Lawman, an old one from Grace Slick and the Jefferson Airplane. Yes, Airplane, not Starship. That one was a track from the Bark LP.
You're listening to the Fighting Forces Friday show on 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek.
Say, did you hear the one about the 1st Infantry Division GIs finishing up dinner in the Big Red One mess hall? First soldier says, hey, pass me some of that chocolate pudding, would you? Second soldier says, no way. First one says, no way, why not? Second one says, everybody knows it's against regulations to help another soldier to desert.
My family! He's got a gun!
Someone's breaking into your home. What do you do? Call 911? It takes the police an average of 35 minutes to respond to a 911 call. In that time, a burglar could have his way with your wife, smoke a cigarette, flip her over, and go in for seconds. Don't let the worst happen to you. It is vital that you protect yourself. Do it the patriotic way.
That's right. Ammunition has all the equipment you need to protect your family from the evils of a liberal society. Fixed, mounted, and shoulder-held submachine guns, mortars, surface-to-air and all manner of heat-seeking missiles. And just in to celebrate the Gulf War, pink and blue tracer bullets so you can protect your family in the dark. Start the week off right on Make My Day Mondays with 2-for-1 on maim, strafe, and kill landmines. Got Gulf War syndrome? Get $10 off all machine gun rentals. Hey, if you love your family, prove it with a gun. Ammunition, protecting your rights.
Told you so. No, I told you so. saw something, now someone's begun. Back over the rotted bridge I cross. Open up these graves, let these bodies talk.
And crossing swords with the people against the hordes who came to conquer. Seven o'clock in the morning, here it comes. I taste the warning and I'm so amazed I'm here today, seeing things so clear this way. In the car my way to Stonehenge. I'm flying in Winchester Cathedral, sunlight pouring through the break of day. Through the door and into the chamber, there's a lady setting flowers on a table covered lace, and a cleaner in a distance finds a cobweb on her face, and a feeling deep inside of me tells me this can't be the Chester Cathedral. All religion has to have its day. Expressions on the face of the Savior made me say, and let me out of here. Too many people have lied in the name of Christ for anyone to heed the call. So many people have died in the name of Christ that I can't believe it all. Now I'm standing on the grave of a soldier that died in 1799. And the day he died, it was a birthday, and I noticed it was mine. And my head didn't know just who I was, and I went spinning back in time. And I am high up on the just hangs in delusion,
be fine.
Open up the gate to the church and let me out of here. Too many people have lied in the name of Christ for anyone to heed the call. Too many people have died in the name of Christ and I can't believe it all. And now I'm standing on the grave of a soldier that died in 1799. And the day he died it was a birthday and I noticed it was mine. And my head didn't know just who I was. Now it's spinning back in time and I am high. Up on the altar, high. Up on the altar,
souls. Yes, your gold can fill their bowls. Yes, your gold. Yes, your gold. Yes, your gold.
Hookfoot, a fairly heavyweight Brit band back in the day. It included Roger Pope, Dave Glover, Ian Duck, and Caleb Quay, who, in addition to doing their own thing, were the studio and touring band for Elton John in the early days. Look to Your Churches is what we heard from the Good Times A-Comin' album. Cathedral was Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and The Wallflowers with Bob's Kit did And God Says Nothing Back.
On this Memorial Day, we sit out on our decks and party. 3 days we've got off from work with burgers on the Barbie. But if you take a moment to reflect away from your party scene, the radio will remind you what this day truly means.
It's time to save, I said save, on a waterbed. It's time to choose a great mattress at an even greater price. I got two words for you, that's Tire Sale. We got rock bottom prices and the time is running out. You get one full year, that's right, one full year. No interest, no payments, there's no way you should miss this sale. This could be the Memorial Day weekend you enjoy for years. And oh yeah, something about guys who died for our country.
Oh, that makes me smoke.
You're listening to Vince Vinyl on the hottest sounds in town. 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek.
Andrews Tower, good morning. Angel Flight Bravo 02, ready for takeoff. Angel Flight Bravo 02, you're number one for takeoff, runway 25. Get them home, boys.
All I ever wanted to do was fly, leave this world and live in the sky. I left the C-130 out of Fort Worth town. I go up some days, I don't want to come down. Well, I fly that plane, call the angel flight. Come on, brother, you're with me tonight. Between heaven and earth, you're never alone. On the angel flight, come on, brother, I'm taking you home. I love my family and I love this land, but tonight this flight's for another man. We do what we do 'cause we heard the call. Some gave a little, but he gave it all. I fly that plane, call the angel flight. And come on, brother, you're with me tonight.
Come on, brother, you're with me tonight.
Between heaven and earth, you're never alone. On the angel flight, come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Stars are bright. Feels kind of like church in here tonight. It don't matter where we touch down. On the angel flight, it's sacred ground. When I fly that plane, call the angel flight. Got a hero riding with us tonight. Between heaven and earth, you're never alone. On the angel flight, come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Come on, brother, I'm taking you.
A gray silver casket rolls off of the airplane. The stars and the stripes are draped over the lid. Inside is the body Our little brother, they say he's a soldier, but he's just a kid. Well, we're here to take him to Harlan, Kentucky, where he will be buried in our family plot. We think of that day when he went in the army, expecting a much better job than he got. And he'll be a hero in Harlan, like all the young soldiers before. He's not the first and he won't be the last to lay down his life in a war. Somewhere in the records, he'll just be a number, another young man lying under a sheet. We're taking him home to rest high on a hillside, and he'll be a hero in Harlan this week. Well, he never made A's when he sat in the classroom, never got dates with the prettiest girls. When he got turned down for a job in the coal mine, I guess that's what led him to go save the world. He'll be a hero in Harlan, like all the young soldiers before. He's not the first and he won't be the last to lay down his life in a war. Well, the world is a big place and maybe you need saving, but what can a country boy do with a gun? He used to win teddy bears down at the fairgrounds when living was easy and shooting was fun. They fold up the stars and the stripes for his mother, and gently they trade her the flag for her son. A harder exchange never took place in Harlan, but it's not the first time it's ever been done. And he'll be a hero in Harlan.
He went to work when he'd spent his last dime. took to stealing when he got that empty feeling for $100 habit without overtime. And the gold rolled through his veins like a thousand railroad trains and eased his mind in the hours that he chose, while the kids ran around wearing other people's clothes. There's a hole in daddy's arm where all the money goes. Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Mm-hmm. Sam Stone was alone when he popped his last balloon, climbing walls while sitting in a chair. Well, he played his last request while the room smelled just like death, with an overdose hovering in the air. But life had lost its fun, and there was nothing to be done but trade his house that he bought on the G.I. Bill for a flag-draped casket on a local hero's hill. There's a hole in daddy's